Hi, everybody. This is Mike Gressley. I'm a senior program manager with the Application Insights team. We're here today to talk about application lifecycle management and DevOps functionality in Application Insights. All right, everybody. So let's talk about the variety of topics we're going to go through today. We're going to try to keep this pretty tight. I'm going to try to keep the demos pretty simple and clean so you can see what's going on without watching me type a lot. So we're going to really quickly just give a brief overview of exactly what Application Insights does. That's important if you're not really familiar with the product yet. And then I'm going to talk a little bit about our team. That's going to take just a minute or two apiece. Then we're going to jump right to the meat and potatoes of exactly what we have going on today. We're going to start first by talking about Visual Studio integration. That'll take us 10 to 12 minutes. And you can see how we add App Insights to a new project. We'll look at telemetry that's been generated after adding the SDK to the project. And then we'll show some navigation and also jumping to code. Last but not least, we're going to talk about application lifecycle management, one of my favorite topics. And there's going to be two specific things that we're going to drill into, a new concept that's available today called release annotations, and also some brand spanking new functionality just being announced here at Build for work item integration. So we'll try to handle all of that in the next 20 to 25 minutes and let you guys get back to your lives. All right, so first and foremost, what does Application Insights do? That's kind of an important question to answer. So first and foremost, it diagnoses exceptions and performance issues. And this is really where we focus most of our time. There's a couple of other things too, ensuring the application's availability and also analyzing the application's usage. But the diagnostic tools are the most important feature set of Application Insights. So there are a lot of people that work on Application Insights, but the specific team that I'm on is called the Developer Experience Team. And this particular team focuses just on the developer audience and what they need and what their experience is like when they're working with Application Insights. So in general, we're organized into three major areas of focus. One is Visual Studio integration, which we're going to see some new stuff in today. Also, application lifecycle management, another topic for today, and the area that I actually own for the product. And also data export and third-party integration. So that will include APIs and ways to interact with Application Insights outside of the product itself. So without further ado, let's jump right into Visual Studio integration. The Visual Studio integration functionality is relatively new. It started shipping late into the life of Visual Studio 2013. And we're adding new project types to the support of projects every release. And the functionality here is very telemetry driven, which means that your feedback is very important. So when you see that feedback button inside of Visual Studio, definitely use it. That telemetry is real. It is not that elevator button that doesn't do anything. It actually gets you information to real people who look at it, and it helps determine the functionality that we're going to work on. So let us know what you like, what you don't like. Our features in this particular part of the product are telemetry driven, so please let us know what you think. So why is Visual Studio integration so important, right? When we look at our feedback from our customers, these are consistent things that we heard. They want to return directly to the code experience. They want to understand where to write their telemetry. They need a way to verify the telemetry is actually going out from the SDK right away without having to flip back and forth, which brings us to the last point and probably the most important one, reduce the context switch between Visual Studio and the portal. Developers, as a general rule, don't like to switch back and forth between the tool they're using to write the code and the tool they're using to inspect their code and understand the performance of it. So we did as much as we can to try and start getting some of the great stuff that we can see in the Application Insights portal directly into Visual Studio. So Application Insights features in Visual Studio 2015, we can very easily add App Insights to a new project. We can see telemetry directly in the Diagnostics Hub in Visual Studio. We can navigate to the details and review the requests that were generated based upon the diagnostics. And brand spanking new, we can jump directly to the code. So let's see this live. I'm going to switch over from PowerPoint to Visual Studio and give you guys a quick look at how some of this stuff works. All right, everyone. So now we're in Visual Studio. You can see I'm starting out with a completely empty IDE in this case. So I am not connected to any projects or source control. I'm not actually even connected to Application Insights. I'm disconnected from everything at this point. This is important because you guys need to understand that some of this new functionality works even when we're not hooked to the cloud. Application Insights as a product overall is basically a service running in Microsoft Azure. But we also realized that some things need to be localized when we're debugging our code. So we've tried to kind of bring the best of both experiences together here. And I'm going to show you all the things you can do even before you're talking to Application Insights in the cloud. And then it's very easy to hook the things together. So if we start out and create a brand new project here, I'm going to create a web application, ASP.NET, and we'll give it a name here that lets me know I can get rid of it later on. I'll call it Test Web Application 1. A very important part of this entire thing is that right here where it says Application Insights, so this box is checked. And what that's going to do is add the Application Insights SDK to your project so that you have Application Insights capabilities. Even though it has an ID for me here for my Azure account, we can see right below here, it's asking where to send the telemetry. Right now it's set to New Application Insights Resource, which is a default, but I'm actually going to change it to Install SDK Only, which you can see says no data will be sent. So I'm going to make sure that as we install this, it is completely disconnected from the cloud. Say okay. I want it to be an MVC project, that's fine. I also have host in the cloud unchecked. So everything that we have in this case is going to be a MVC web app running locally on my PC in Visual Studio, and that's it. I say okay, it'll create the project. This will take just a minute. We'll have a new project with the Application Insights resources already added into it. You can see it's actually doing this step right now. It says adding Application Insights to project. There it is. And in fact, it's very easy to see there's a couple of things here like applicationinsights.config. It's right there in our project and it's all ready to go. At this point, Application Insights will actually locally monitor and create telemetry for my application when I compile it and run it. So let's actually do that. I'm going to hit F5 to build our application and get it running. Again, this will take just a minute, and then we'll have some cool stuff to look at. Okay, so our web app is coming up right now. Actually, it takes a little bit longer the first time. And in a minute, we should have a generic web app on the screen. I'm going to scooch this down a little bit so you can see a couple things at once. As that is still coming up, you'll notice that the Visual Studio Diagnostics Hub is already up and running, and that we have information already in here like process memory and the percent of CPU, etc. I think what's really interesting here is if you look above it at events, you'll see that there is the black diamond, which shows IntelliTrace events, and right below it, you see the little purple light bulb, which actually shows you Application Insights events. So let's click on some things and see those events show up. I'll just hit some of these titles at the top of the application, and we can see that as I click on them, or if I refresh my page or anything else, I'm creating events that are captured by both IntelliTrace and Application Insights. And in fact, if I get this out of the way and I click on any of these things, such as the Application Insights ones, we get all the information about that particular event. So right there in the Diagnostics Hub, Application Insights running completely locally. On top of that, if we choose to view the details, then we can see those broken out completely here in our IDE. That's very handy as well. So we get all the information about what was going on with that particular event. All right, so that's great, but there's a lot more we can actually do with this. So let's take a peek at that. I'm going to stop our debugging session and work on some other things. By the way, you'll notice when I did that, Visual Studio realized that we were not actually hooked to Application Insights in the cloud. So it's actually given me a toast notification to potentially give it a try and hook that up. If that's something you want to do, you can click on that and take care of it right there on the fly. You can always do it after the fact as well. All right, so I'm going to get rid of this toast notification and this particular window. And I'm going to go to a bit of my code and I'm going to create an error. So I'm going to open up homecontroller.cs. If I come over here, I'm going to have it intentionally throw an exception. So I'm going to say throw new application exception. Once I've done that, if I click on the about link, then we should actually get an error that we can take a look at. So I will F5 this guy again, let it build and run. And here we go. All right, I'm going to move our web app a little out of the way so we can see what's going on at the same time. All right, we can do what we did before. Click on Home, Contact, refresh the page, and we see we get the gray diamonds like we did before, and all of those things are logged. However, if I hit About, which is where I put in my throw exception code, we can see that it has actually stopped my run because an exception has been found. And if I just go ahead and continue it and let it roll, and let it error out, we can also see that now at the top in my diagnostics hub, I actually have red diamonds, which is pretty handy. And if I click on those, I can see the actual exception in the diagnostics hub and what is in there. The same thing goes for view details, etc. You'll also notice that there is a link here for monitor app when it's live, which is pretty handy if you're trying to check for this particular issue when your application goes live. Pretty nice. So again, I'm going to stop our debugging session, and then I want to show you something else. Now that we've generated these bits of telemetry about our project that we're running, notice I have Application Insights in my toolbar above. If I navigate to Application Insights, I'm basically in a search screen, right? There's all kinds of ways we can whittle down all the things that Application Insights may have captured. In this case, we haven't done that much, so I'm going to let it return everything by just pressing search. And here's a list of all of those particular events we had captured before. If you look through here, we can see the very top one is the most recent one, and that is the exception that we just threw during the last compilation and run that we had. So here are all the exception details over the right. You can see it's pretty significant, all the different things that it's captured. So that's quite nice. You can also search for all these particular things amongst your files as well to see where else any of these items might exist. But most importantly is when we get down to the bottom, we have a full stack trace of exactly what was going on at the time that exception happened. And if we look at this link here, it's showing that the error happened at a specific location, and this is a direct click to navigate to code. So if I click this, we can see it's navigated to my source code and to the exact object where my exception took place. So when you're monitoring things with Application Insights, you very quickly can uncover problems in terms of performance or exceptions or anything else and find the code that actually caused that particular issue. Again, this is also all happening without ever actually being hooked directly to Application Insights in the cloud. By the way, if you do want to hook up to Application Insights after the fact like this, you can actually just choose Open Application Insights from here, and it will navigate you to the portal and begin to prompt you to log in at that point or sign up. So very, very easy to do. One other thing I want to point out is that especially if you are doing some things disconnected like this, there are ways to actually add additional logging to or different logging to your project where you have Application Insights added to it. Obviously, we would love for you to send your logging to Azure and Application Insights there, but many people do use other logging tools, and we want you to know that we completely support those additional products. So if you look over here at your actual web application, if you go to something like, if you like to use Log4Net, very, very popular, we can go to Manage NuGet Packages. And if I go out via the NuGet tool here and look for Log4Net, there it is. And I can simply select it and install it, and it will become the logging tool for my project. That's it. It's actually done. So now if that's how I want to capture things, I think I have the capability to do that very, very quickly and easily. And it doesn't take away from the other things that Application Insights is doing. So just want to make a note of that so you guys could leverage that in your own projects. All right, that's all I have to show you for Visual Studio integration today. There's lots more coming. In fact, let's talk about some of the upcoming features of Visual Studio integration for Application Insights. All right, so what is coming in the next wave for Visual Studio integration and Application Insights? We're going to have some Hockey App functionality, including Hockey App builds. Full CodeLens integration, that's really exciting. For those of you who have not used CodeLens, I strongly encourage you to go out and take a look at that. There's all kinds of great information about your code directly in line with it in your IDE that you get, and we're going to have Application Insights information in CodeLens as well. And last but certainly not least, Proactive Analytics integration. The code name is Edison. You guys have probably heard of it. If you haven't, you should absolutely check that out as well. It's a great tool that actually can analyze your application as it runs to tell if it's running differently. It may not necessarily be bad or good, but it will determine changes in your web application or service and give you reports on that to let you know that it's behaving differently for some reason. So it's really great to be able to tie those kinds of things together. So our next subject that we have up here is application lifecycle management in Application Insights. So when we talk about application lifecycle management and Application Insights, this is the kind of newest area in terms of Application Insights and a bit of functionality that we have. We realized how valuable and important this was because all of the telemetry that we're generating and providing for users to analyze really can determine the next task that you need to complete. It really affects the process and plan and everything else that a team has potentially. So we realized it was important to tie together the functionality of Application Insights to their actual application lifecycle management process. And so we started talking through the various ways we might want to achieve that. Right now, we have a few major areas of focus in terms of bringing these things together, and I'm sure this will expand over time. First and foremost, work item integration. And work items are kind of the generic Lego brick of application lifecycle management, right? So it's very important to be able to tie those things to data in Application Insights. And then we wanted to have a way to very richly visualize the data and events that relate to our lifecycle as well. The primary way we do that is with a feature set called annotations that we're going to talk about more in just a minute as well. And then last but not least, open third-party connectivity and integration. And what this means is we want this to be open and extend beyond just Microsoft's products and work with our partners and competitors' products as well. We want anybody who is managing their application lifecycle with whatever tool makes sense for them to still be able to leverage Application Insights and associate those things together. So that's something else we're focusing on as well. We just launched our first ALM bits in production in January, and that's release annotations, which we're going to look at here in just a second. And just delivered in time for build is our very first cut at work item integration. So at this point, I'm going to switch over to a browser and demonstrate how some of these things work for you guys. So once we have added the release annotations extension, we can look at our release, a current one that we have or a new one that we want to create in VSTS. In this case, I'm looking at an existing one where you can see that we have release annotations that are already part of our list of tasks for that release. But let's say we didn't have those added yet. Let's say we had a release that looks something like this, where we already had just some PowerShell steps. I can simply go to Add Tasks to my release script, and I will get the list of available tasks. And if we scroll down here, we can see that there is our release annotation extension that we added. If we simply hit the Add button, it will add it to our list of steps. Then, of course, we complete all of the attributes over at the right, including providing the application ID and API key, etc. And once we do that, when this particular release runs, it will create a release annotation. I'm going to delete this one because we don't want to keep this one. One thing I will have you note is in this case, we actually created two because we wanted to create release annotations in two different environments based upon this particular release. So there's a lot of flexibility in exactly how you want this represented. Once your release runs, when you are looking at your metrics in Application Insights, in this instance, we can see here is our particular resource. and I've clicked on the Metrics Explorer. And when that blade opened up at the right, I could choose all the different metrics I want to look at in there. But our release annotations are actually these informational icons right along the top of our metrics. We can see that if I go to hover over one of these, it actually brings up a hover window that gives me some basic information about that particular release. Also, if you have them close together, you'll note that the icon actually changes opacity so you can tell it apart from the ones around it. If we click on this, then it actually opens up a detail blade that provides me lots more information about that particular release. Basically, almost all the data that we can grab at that point so we can understand what build it's based off of, the release definition name, etc., and who actually requested it, who ran this thing. That's important too. In our case, there could be something significant going on because we can see we have one release in here where there was a huge spike in server response time, and it's probably related to the fact that that release ran. So you can very, very quickly tell that annotations help you correlate your telemetry with real-world events and help point out important events that might be happening during the life cycle of your particular application or service. Okay, so very, very simple tool to use. So that's releases. We also need to talk, or release annotations. We also need to talk about work item integration. So let me switch over here. All right, I'm going to a different application in Application Insights so I can show this to you. This is set up specifically for this purpose. So work item integration, what does that even really mean? It means that we know there are a lot of scenarios where the telemetry that was collected in Application Insights is important and needs to be associated to all of those great bits of data that we put into our project plan that we use to manage how we work every day. And on top of that, we know that there's a huge value in the audit trail concept of most ALM products, and it's very, very, very valuable to most organizations. And so this is a way that we can understand that when we created a bug or a task or whatever else, whatever kind of work item you choose in your ALM system, that all the data that existed at the time that drove us to create that particular work item is still there and associated with that particular work item as well. So how do we do this today? This particular functionality will be available shortly following build. We will see that over here in our settings and diagnostics blade for this particular resource, we have a new item down here. It currently says work item integration. I will tell you that that title is changing to just work items, which we think is cleaner and nicer. So that's what you'll be looking for when you go to do it later. But if we click on that, it brings up a configuration blade so that we can fill out the data. Now, I've already filled it out, so you don't have to watch me type. But it's very basic information. We can see we need to provide it with the tracking system we have. Today, that's just VSTS. One of our very next steps is to open this up so that we can do custom integration and integrate with other products that are out there in the market. In the case of VSTS, we need to know the URL where we're hooking in, right? So that we know exactly what VSTS system we're using. We need to know what default work item type is, the default project collection, which in VSTS is just default collection today, but we'll expand later on. And then the actual project. We need all of those things to be able to hook things up. And that's all pretty basic information. Then beyond that, we can put in what the default area path is and even who the default resource is we want to assign our work items to. We can also leave that last item blank. Once I've done all that, I can simply hit OK, and the configuration will be validated. And if it's the first time and the second time, it will close this particular blade, and we're ready to actually create work items. Now, today there are two locations from whence you can create work items. We can create them from Proactive Analytics, Proactive Detection, and I'll show you the buttons there in a minute. But I know that I already have some issues in terms of failures in this particular application, so I'm going to go there first. And today, the creation of work items is purely manual. We will talk about some of the features as well as far as what we want to do with work items going forward and how that's going to evolve. If I look at all these particular failures, I know there are some a little further back, so I'm going to do this kind of thing. I'll do the last 24, let's do the last 48 hours. And I'll update my time range here. And we can see we had a big spike of failures back there, right? So now if I go down and I look at my failures, I can see I have a very big bucket of failures that happen on the homepage and the about link, right? So if I start drilling into that, then I'm going to see specific exceptions in here that happened, right? And once I have those, I can choose any of those exceptions to look at them, and I'll do just that. So now when I'm looking at my exception, we can see that this exception detail blade now has two new buttons on it. And those are create work item and view work items. So I'm going to create one to give you guys an example. So when I go to create the work item, I get a new blade. Now, the good news is, I know that seems like a lot of blades. But when we get here, almost all of my basic information should be filled out for me. There's very little I should ever have to do here unless I want to add additional information into this work item description. When I get here, all of those default values from my original configuration are here. So my area path is already filled into me. If I had a default resource that I was assigning these things to, that would be there as well. It will create a default title for you, which you can actually change, override, expand, whatever it is you need to do. And then in the details, it's grabbing everything about this particular failure that it can and putting it into the details for this particular work item. One thing we will be allowing people to do in the future is being able to map exactly where you want those details to go in the work item. We know where it should go for all the out-of-the-box templates, but as that functionality in VSTS and other systems expands, there may be other places you want to map this data. We'll be adding that in at a later date. In any case, if I wanted to say anything else about this, I could say, you know, something bad happened. Whatever the case may be, I can add additional details into here. When I say okay, it's writing my work item out to my ALM system, in this case, VSTS. Okay, my validation was successful. It closes that particular blade. Once we have at least one work item created for this particular failure, or if we're in proactive detection for that proactive detection bucket, we can simply click View Work Items, and it will bring up a blade that shows all the work items that are associated with this particular item. And if we click on any of those, it should navigate to my ALM system and go directly to that particular work item record. There we are. So now we're actually looking at VSTS, the work item that was created, everything filled in. We can see that all the details went into repro steps, and I have a nice valid work item that I can work with more now that it's in VSTS. If my project manager wants to look at things, this gives them a really good idea of issues I may have found as a developer that I knew I needed to file a bug for, and that helps get it onto the project plan so that my project manager understands that I need to carve out time to deal with this particular thing. All right. Going forward in the future, there's some things we'll probably add in here. We want to put deep links back to application insights so that you have a way to navigate back to the data as long as it's still within its retention period, along with a lot of other things as well. So stay tuned. There's lots coming in terms of work item integration. All right. That's all I have to show you on that particular topic for now. We're going to switch back over to the deck here and talk about some futures for annotations and work items. All right, guys, before we get back to talking about the futures of annotations and work item integration, there's actually one other thing I wanted to address. There's another way to create annotations. We can actually do it through PowerShell. So today you saw me creating annotations through the release functionality in Visual Studio Team Services. But if you're not using VSTS for your releases, you can actually generate those release annotations today. We provide you with a PowerShell script. I have it out on my blog, so if you go out and read the Azure blog and look for Mike Gressley, you'll find all of my entries, and there's a one specifically about this topic. So it gives you the PowerShell script that you can download, and this is the format. This may look like a lot on this particular slide, but if you look at it closely, it's actually really, really simple. You're simply providing it with the application ID, the API key, the name of the release that this is going to be an annotation for, and the release properties, which is just a property bag. You could really put just about anything in there. We have these couple of things just as representative values. So if you do that and execute that in PowerShell, then you can actually inject an annotation through PowerShell from just about anywhere. Additionally, we have a community member that has run through the logic of this particular PowerShell script and created an Octopus deploy script as well, too. So there's already one out there specifically for that particular product. So really good news there. We expect it to grow a lot in the future. So let's talk about what's in upcoming waves for ALM. Annotations. Annotations is going to evolve a lot. Today it's already really useful, but it's really only one kind, so we want to have lots of other kinds. Operational events, potentially custom annotations, manual annotations, all kinds of different things. And a subscription model so that you're capturing the kinds of annotations that you care about. If there's some of those things you never want to see, we want you to be able to opt in or opt out of the annotations that you would like to be captured. Swim lanes. For me, this is something that's near and dear to my heart. We're hoping to have this actually very soon, because as we have multiple kinds of annotations, as you can imagine, having them all in one line might make things a little on the noisy side. So we want to provide swim lanes so that you can put each kind of annotation in its own lane and decide what you want to show in each lane. And that way you can correlate different kinds of events that have been annotated and then correlate all of those things to your telemetry at the same time. That could be really key to understanding what's going on with a complex service or application. The ability to show duration. When we talk about things like releases, a release doesn't happen in one moment. It actually happens over a period of time. So we want to be able to show the entire duration of a release and then perhaps events within that release floated on top of like a horizontal bar that would show the duration. So we're working with different design models right now to determine what the best way is to represent that. Grouping, so that as we change our scale and too many events are basically right on top of each other, that we can represent them with a single group icon and either drill into it to go to a lower granularity and spread everything out, or drill into it and open up a new blade that shows the list of all the things that it's representing. Again, we're working with various designs there. Annotation notes, your ability to go to any annotation and add additional information to it and perhaps highlight it in various ways. And I think I mentioned earlier, custom annotations, so that if there are kinds of annotations that don't exist today that you need for your particular shop, awesome, you can create that custom one and inject those anytime you want. So those are all things that we have in the queue for the future. In terms of work item integration, what we have today is great for the first edition, but we know there's a lot of functionality that needs to be put into place in order to have a really broad and flexible ALM integration story. So we want to have fully customizable integration with third-party products, not just our own, let you hook this up to whatever you want. We want to have multiple profiles. So when you come in, you can set up various profiles, and then which will have default values for all kinds of different scenarios you might face. And then when you go to create a work item, you can simply choose the profile from a drop-down list if you want to change what you're recording about it, and very quickly, all those values are in place for you. It'll give you a lot of flexibility and power in terms of how you want to create those things. Automatically creating work items, this obviously has to be done very carefully. You don't want something to start spamming you with a bunch of work items. So that's definitely being taken into account when it comes to design. But we want you guys to be able to set something up that says, hey, whenever these things happen, I know I need a task or a bug or whatever the case may be. And then additional sources for creating work items, right? Today, even when I'm manually creating it, we're doing it from specific exceptions in the failures blade or from the proactive detection buckets. And we would like for people to be able to create those from lots of other places. You may want to create one from alerts or usage or whatever else. So we plan to expand the number of sources that you have to begin generating your work items as well, too. So in summary, let's kind of go back over what we talked about today. It was quite a bit of stuff. First of all, please keep in mind, the developer experience team focuses on you guys, developers. We care about our developer audience and all the functionality that we work on within the larger application insights team is focused on developers. We went over Visual Studio integration, and the kinds of things we looked at were, how do we add App Insights to a new project? And obviously, it's very easy. It's mostly a checkbox. How to see telemetry in the Diagnostics Explorer. How to navigate to the details and review my requests after I've finished my debugging session. And last but not least, very important, looking at that stack trace, being able to jump directly to code when I have an exception that was noted by Application Insights. And then lastly, we looked at some of the application lifecycle management functionality, specifically annotations of work item integration and the ways you can correlate events with your telemetry, and for work items, how we can pull together our lifecycle and plan and all of the important analytical information that we get out of Application Insights. So that's it. I hope this was a useful session for you guys. Please keep in mind that continue to provide us feedback. Go out on User Voice. Let us know what you like, what you don't like, what you still need. As far as Visual Studio integration goes, click that feedback button inside of Visual Studio. It's real. It works. We really do look at that telemetry, and it helps us prioritize things so that we know how to get you guys the stuff that you need the most in order to be effective every day when you're using Visual Studio and Application Insights. Again, I'm Mike Gressley. I really appreciate the time. I hope it was a great session for you. There'll be more to come. Please keep your ears to the ground. Check out the Azure blog. Read my stuff. Whenever we have new releases of any of this functionality, I'll make sure I put it out there so that you guys know about it. Thanks a lot. Cheers.